This is crystal ball territory, you know, the million-dollar question. It's a possibility. The Catalan regional government has been threatening that it could actually go ahead with this declaration of independence within days without the permission of the Spanish central government. But it would be a risky strategy. We'd be going into really, really uncharted territory. The Spanish government have big cards in their pocket. Ultimately, the police, which they deployed in huge numbers to this region before and during the poll, and of course the Spanish army. We're not there yet, but they can really start moving to take the powers away from the regional government. 155, it's a number. It's an article of the Spanish constitution, which means actually the Spanish government can say, we're taking over essentially the regional government. That's a possibility. The European Union, I have to say, is not even sitting on the fence, really. I mean, it's coming down with the Spanish government. Why? Well, because, you know, generally speaking, except in extreme cases, the European Union doesn't like to get involved with what it considers to be the internal affairs of a member state. The European Union essentially says, look, what happens in Catalonia is Spain's problem. We're not going to tell Spain what to do. But there is a caveat. We have heard a slightly different language from the European Union coming out of the European Commission, which does say violence isn't the solution. And that's as close as you're going to get, I think, to the European Union criticising the Spanish state.